Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gala Precision Engineering Limited Q3 and 9-month FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Gala Precision Engineering Limited. On behalf of the company and Valorem Advisors, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months of financial year 2025. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Kirit Gala, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Bal Kishan Jalan, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Satish Kotwani, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Srinivasan Giridhar, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Mr. Gala to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Purvangi, and very warm welcome to all of you. We are truly excited. This is our first ever earnings call to discuss performance of the third quarter, and let me first start giving you some brief on the company. We are, Gala Precision is basically a preferred manufacturer of high quality precision components. We mainly serve renewable energy, industrial and mobility sectors. Our geographically, we are quite focused on India, Europe and USA. And we have, we supply to OEMs, Tier 1 and channel partners. We manufacture customized products of over 750 SKUs and serve almost 175 active global customers across 25 countries. Our facilities are fully equipped with advanced technologies and integrated capabilities for designing, developing and manufacturing a diverse product portfolio. To further strengthen our manufacturing footprint and expand the product range, we have established a new facility in Chennai. This is this plant will focus on producing various high tensile fasteners, including bolts. These are mainly complementing the existing products and enhancing, you know, our ability to meet customer demands. I think with this brief, I would like to hand over to Mr. Giridhar, who will brief you on the financial highlights. And once again, a very, very warm welcome to all over it.
Thank you, Kirit bhai. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call today. Let me provide you a brief overview of the financial performance for the third quarter and 9 months ended of the financial year 2025. For the quarter end review, consolidated revenue from operations stood at around 58 crores, which increased by 17% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter was around 8 crores with EBITDA margins at 13.25%. Net profit was reported at approximately 5.3 crores with PAT margins around 9.12%. For 9 months under review, the consolidated revenue from the operations stood at around 163 crores, representing a growth of approximately 12% year-on-year. EBITDA for the 9 months was around 28 crores, which grew by 10% year-on-year with EBITDA margins reported at 17.17%. And net profits for the period was approximately 17 crores with PAT margin of 10.34%. Now I'll hand over to our executive director, Mr. Bal Kishan Jalan, who will brief you on the operational highlights.
Yeah. Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. For the quarter under review, our turnover grew by 12% year-on-year due to the continued growth in volumes. We have a strong order book and pipeline, which give us confidence of continuing our growth momentum. We secured a new business award from smart fasteners from leading European wind turbine manufacturer, and also we finalized new business and received order for this spring from one of the largest fastener distributor in the USA. We have improved our operational efficiencies with the fixed asset turnover ratio from the existing ongoing plan improving to 3.03 times for the period ended December 24, from 2.89 times in the previous year. On the capex front, our Chennai plant construction was completed by end December 24, and we have started trial run as well. We expect that this plant would be commissioned by Q1 of 25-26. We are also establishing a hot forging line at Vada for bolt up to M36. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, congratulations on the new listing and good set of numbers, and thank you for hosting the con call. Just appreciated from the investor community. Just a few questions on your new expansion. So, here the proposed capacity mentioned in the PPT is in terms of metric tons. So we just wanted to know on overall capacity wise, what would that translate to, like a 50% increase in from the existing capacity or on those lines?
Yeah, I will answer this. Basically, we are going to put a capex at Chennai plant in phase one and phase two. And in phase one, approximately in value term, the capacity will be approximately 55 to 60 crore. And phase two, which will be happening in next year, we will be touching the overall capacity in Chennai in value term approximately 100 and 110 crore.
Okay, so that is the capex. And what kind of capacity would be added? Here it is mentioned in as 4,600 metric tons. So that would include phase one and phase two, or that's just phase one?
Including phase one, phase two, yes. We'll be touching the capacity of 110 crore. In value term.
Understood. And what kind of asset turn are we looking from such a capex?
2.5 times.
Understood, 2.5. And going forward, since I know this capacity is located near to the port and we propose to do a lot of exports from this end, going forward, what kind of margins are we looking, EBITDA margins, with this new facility on a blended term, but EBITDA margin?
It will be in the similar range what we are delivering currently.
Understood. And how fastly we can ramp up this facility?
We already started the trial runs, and I think so we have a good pipeline, order pipeline, and we should be able to ramp up in 3 to 6 months in FY 25-26, and very soon then we will start putting order for the machine for phase two.
Understood, sir. Understood. And when are we expecting this to be reach the peak capacity?
In FY 26-27, maybe third quarter or fourth quarter.
Understood. And just last question on the competitor side, who would we consider, how is the competitive landscape in this front? Are we the market leader or?
Yes, Satish, can you answer that please?
Yeah, so basically we have three product groups, which is Dispring, Coilspring and Fasteners. So in Dispring, mainly we compete with German producers like Mubia, Schnorr. And we are number one in India and maybe at the global level number three. In Coilspring, we are doing mainly Indian market and we are competing with Japanese companies like NHK and Sturm-Schule. And in Fasteners, we have exports, so we compete with European producers based in Germany. And India, we compete with Sundaram Fasteners and Zendek Fasteners.
Understood. Yeah, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Khush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. I've recently started tracking the company. So if you can just elaborate our right to win in terms of, you know, why our customers are choosing us and what technical capabilities do we have?
Yes, Satish, can you answer that? The competitive advantages or moat we have?
Yeah. So basically, again, we have broadly two product groups, springs and fasteners. In springs, Gala has been doing business since more than 30 years. So particularly for disc springs, we have, of course, advantage of scale. We have very high competency of tool design, development, and of course, in-house processing like heat treatment, short pinning to offer high fatigue light. So most important is for OEM customers, we are able to understand their technical requirements. We are able to meet their technical requirements, which are very critical from testing point of view. And most of these OEMs have been buying these products from Germany, and because of cost advantage of production in India and offering same level of quality, because this is proven and tested in German labs and also by many OEMs globally, we are having competitive advantage over them. And as far as the fasteners are concerned, since we have been doing this business now again for more than 7-8 years, and with agility and also very flexibility to develop new products with global wind OEMs and going forward for industrial application, we are able to meet their stringent requirement again, because most of these fasteners are customized and require very high precision of machining, knowledge of coating. So all this knowledge what Gala team has is able to offer a differentiator and able to get us entry for the new customers and also enhance our business with the existing customers.
All right, so thank you for the detailed answer. So second, I want to ask, what would be the price gap when you say that you're competing with German and Japanese players? What would be a price benefit globally and in India?
Yeah, so basically when we compete with German producers in the export market, we are able to offer about 15% to 18% price saving as compared to the German prices. And in terms of India, of course, we are the market leaders in our products, particularly for springs. In fasteners category in India, we are able to offer 3 to 4% saving because customers are looking more technical solutions, more customized suppliers, rather than only price saving as compared to their local suppliers.
Right, sir. And is it right to assume that so all of our products are fully machined, 100%? There are no semi-finished products, right?
So we can say not fully machined because it depends on the product. So in each product category of springs and fasteners, there are some products which are not machined also. But I think we can say about 60 to 70% of the products, particularly in disc spring and fasteners, require some form of machining.
Which we are doing in-house.
No, we do in-house also, but we also have vendors. So the process of establishing the tolerances, accuracies is done in-house. And then we offer this complete solution to our vendors and they do the continuous production for us. So some capacity is in-house and some capacity is outsourced.
But for our customers, we are, end of the day, providing almost finished products. Only.
Yeah, yeah, we are supplying the products which are fully finished and ready to assemble in their product, right. Basically, or in their equipment.
Okay. And so just
they are not doing any value addition on our products, what we are supplying to them.
Right, right. And so just one last question. So what kind of, you know, any kind of guidance which you can give? Now, what kind of revenue growth we are seeing considering that we are market leaders and we have this cost advantage and sustainable EBITDA margins also in the next, say, 3 years?
Yeah, Giri, would you like to answer that?
So, next 3 years, we are looking at the growth rate of around 15% to 20%. Although we will target to achieve more, but 15% to 20% definitely will be able to achieve. And EBITDA margins, we expect the EBITDA margins to be at the same similar lines across the product.
So we'll maintain the 19% yearly margin that we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Parikshit Gujarati from Nivesha Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Sir, request you to please use your handset.
Hello. Am I audible?
You are not clearly audible, sir. Please use your handset.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes, please proceed.
So, sir, I had a question that you are doing for approximately 11 crore capex in the Vada plant, Mumbai. So can you describe what, so where will the money go?
Yeah, Jalan, can you answer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically, these are the, this engineering company, we have to have a incremental capex based on the bottleneck in the processes. So we will be investing the this capex of 11 crore in different machine, in the disc spring, coil spring and fastener as well. For this spring, we will be putting capex for knuckle press. Is a Gelock is a one of the product in this spring category. We will be putting some capex for machining. We will be putting some capex for zinc coating plant. We'll be putting for coil spring. We will be buying some coiler and grinding machine. So these are the machine which we will be keep on adding for improving the capacity so that we can meet the demand.
Okay, sir. And my second question is, sir, out of the total revenue, so can you bifurcate, so what percentage comes from the wind energy sector and what percentage comes from the industrial sector and what percentage comes from the mobility sector?
Yeah, Satish, can you please answer that?
Yeah, so I think we are basically catering three verticals, as you rightly mentioned, renewable energy, industrial and mobility. Within mobility, we have railways and automotive as the segment. So in quarters ended on December 24, renewable energy contributed about 36%. Within renewable, we have wind energy and also hydro energy. And industrial contributed about 35%. And mobility contributed approximately 30%.
Okay, sir. So after looking in future, sir, what do you think that which sector will contribute the most to your revenue?
Sorry, your question was not audible.
So sir, I'm asking that in future, what do you think which sector will contribute the most to your revenue?
I think as a business, we are continue to grow in all the segments. Of course, our focus will be a little lower on automotive, but industrial will grow bigger because currently we are supplying fasteners mainly in renewable energy, but we just started supplying to industrial applications. So I think broadly, renewable and industrial will be the major drivers of the growth. It will be about 30 to 40%. So, and mobility will be about 20-25%.
Okay, sir. And so can you explain the size of the fasteners which you are catering to the wind energy sector?
In terms of size, we are supplying up to M72 diameter. So we are not doing small fasteners.
Okay.
We start from M20 and go up to M72.
Okay. M20 to M72. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohan Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my question was on the wind segment specifically. So, what is the benefit that we have, you know, from the domestic content requirement for the wind players in India? So, are we a beneficiary of it and how do you expect that to play out? That was one. And second is, on the export side in wind fasteners, wind energy fasteners,
Rohan, there is some background noise coming from your end. Phone ringing noise is coming.
Is it better now?
Phone ring is coming from your line.
So, is it better now?
Not audible because of that.
Okay. Just a second. Hello, is it better now?
Still the noise is there.
Okay, I'll join
back. Is the ringtone coming from the phone around you or from your phone?
Okay. Not audible. I'll join back in the queue, sir.
Yes, sir. May I please request you to rejoin the queue? Next question is from the line of Apurva Sharma from RAS Capital Research Analytics. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations to Team Gala for delivering such a fantastic result and for having this first con call as an appreciation to the investment community. My first question would be, we had a slight dip in the EBITDA margin from 14.95 to 13.25 YOY basis. And I'm seeing a slight increase in the total expense, which I suppose would be the raw materials. So is this the price increase that we recently had in steel?
Basically, the drop in EBITDA margins is mainly the slight increase in the personal costs and the other expenses. Because of that, the EBITDA margin drops. Because the GPA level, it is more or less remain the same.
All right. My next question would be, we have a capital work in progress in our balance sheet to the tune of 95. By when would it be shown under the fixed asset property plant?
Majorly, Chennai plant only, where the commission, we should be able to finish the commissioning part by first quarter one of 25-26.
All right. My next, last question would be, by when are we planning to achieve our maximum capacity utilization for Chennai plant?
Financial year 26-27, the third quarter.
Okay, so do we have any sort of further capex in mind?
Chennai plant, we have phase one and phase two. Both are there. So both of the phase one will be completed. This will be completed by this year end, and phase two will get completed in next year.
All right. My another question would be last one. Are we focusing more towards any government projects lately or support from the budget?
So
basically, I think budget point of view, if the government is spending more money on infrastructure, so we supply our products for off-highway equipment, construction equipment, tractors, and also heavy commercial vehicles. So depending on the increase in these areas, it will be beneficial to us.
No, Satish, I think he's asking whether do you do any government projects. Actually, we don't.
No, directly we don't do anything.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Kosh Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Please, one question I have. So, exports, do we expect to maintain it at this percentage in terms of revenue mix? Or we are, you know, focusing more on exports and less on domestic since exports might be a better realization and margin?
Yes, Satish, you want to answer that?
So I think as a business development focus, we are developing both domestic and export markets. Normally, whenever we launch any new product, we initially supply and develop supply chain in domestic market with domestic customers. And once these products are mature, then we, of course, take them to the global market with the learning curve established in India. So currently also we have products which were launched 4 or 5 years back, which we have started exports in partner category since last 2 years. And also the new product bolts, which we are developing and launching in this year, will be initially supplied in the domestic market. So broadly, the export and domestic mix will remain same, which is about 35% to 40% exports, and about 60% will be domestic even going forward. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm audible now? Yeah.
Yeah.
My question was, do we have a margin difference between DSS, CSS and SFS? In terms of
all three products are broadly at the similar level in terms of margin. There will be marginal difference, but at very broad level, they are at the similar product margin levels.
Okay. And like you said, I think mobility will grow slower compared to industrial and renewable.
In mobility, there are two verticals we are focusing, railways and automotive. So automotive growth will be slightly slower, but railway growth will be there. So in terms of overall mobility sector, share will be slightly lower in coming years, but railway business will grow, particularly because of high-speed train, metro trains, growth in Indian market.
Just to understand, so for example, there's a metro tender and all. So is it like the full tender goes to us, or how is the order booking done with us?
Yeah, so basically we don't supply directly for tender business in metro. So companies, EPC companies who won the business during this metro have different type of component suppliers. And for those component suppliers, we are either tier 1 or tier 2 depending on the product. So we don't have any direct exposure in the tender business for metro applications.
Okay. As in renewable, what is your view? Because I think U.S. president also is a bit not, you know, pro-renewable energy. So our focus is basically domestic only, or we are exporting also in terms of renewable? Because I think Vestas is one of our customers who is a global number one player in wind. So are we looking at, you know, any delays in orders or any reduction or postponement in orders?
So currently our export in fastener business is approximately 40%, which is mainly in the renewable sector. And U.S. is also one of the segments or country we export. But based on the discussion with customers, of course, in last couple of weeks, we don't see any impact, major impact in next 1 year, because most of the projects are allotted. Of course, there is uncertainty in the market, particularly for U.S. Over a period of next couple of years. But Gala has been aggressively developing other markets like industrial for fasteners, hydro energy applications, railways. So, and also Europe is the market of, we are focusing and growing in that region also.
Okay. So just to confirm, you said fasteners business, 40% is export.
Yes.
And so for the other two, DSS and CSS?
DSS is mainly domestic market, and DSS is approximately 45% exports.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
And company level will be about 37, 38.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jihan Bhada from Nirmal Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. So my first question is on the capacity at Vada plant. So we are operating at almost close to 80%. So what's the maximum revenue that we can do, and whether there is a scope for further brownfield expansion at this plant?
Yeah, hi, I'm Chalan here. I will reply this. So basically, in engineering company, we have some kind of process which have a bottleneck, and we can keep on adding machine and debottleneck this capacity. So yeah, at present, on an average, we are utilizing 80%, and we have incurred some capex in the current year. With that, we are able to achieve current year turnover. Going forward, around, with the, some incremental capex, we will be able to achieve around 325 to 350 crore from Vada itself. That's our internal target. And as of now, we don't see then further additional capacity or capex can be added at Vada. Then we have a plan. In future, we may have some more additional location for future growth.
Right. So similarly, at the factory which is close to Chennai, so there, as of now, the plan is for around 110 crore of capacity. But will there be scope over there, let's say, beyond FY27 to expand over there as well?
No. In terms of land, we will be completely utilizing by 26-27 or so. And then again, that's only for Vada and for Chennai. We may have to look for another third location based on the customer demand and require.
Right. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parikshit Gujarati from Nivesha Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. You are audible. Please proceed.
Thank you for giving the second chance, sir. So my question was that recently BIS norms are getting very active by the side of government. So what will... Does BIS play a role in our business or not?
Yeah, Jalan, can you please answer that?
I would request one second. I'm not clear about this question, please.
Using BIS requirements of that, so what factor does it play in Gala?
Sure. So, yeah, BIS plays a very important role in Gala because we have to import certain special steel material from China, Korea, even Taiwan. And due to that, we sometimes face difficulties in getting the material released from the custom. And going forward, we are seeing we are developing more and more sources in India. And as of now, we have not faced any challenges per se. But there was some delay in between, which now sorted out.
Okay. Sir, so my question was that a lot of automobile players import the fasteners from China. So due to BIS, so will that revenue portion come to us or not?
Okay. So I discussed about the import of raw material side, but indirectly I see this is a good opportunity for fastener manufacturer. And we are already seeing the fasteners ordering more and more from Indian sources from Gala. So, yes, we should see that there is opportunity.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohan Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible now?
So still that ring noise is coming from your line.
Yes, so my question was basically on the increase in other expenses and employee costs. So how does one see it? And what are the sustainable margins going forward? That was one. And second was competition from China in the fastener business in the export market. Thank you.
Hello. We expect the margins to be similar in the future also. Competition from
China. No, so basically we don't compete with China, but Satish, you want to highlight who are our competitors and how we are positioned in the market globally.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, for different product groups, we compete with different type of competitors. So, as far as the fasteners is concerned, in India, we compete with Sundaram Fasteners and the Endex Fasteners, which is a German company. And in European market, again, we compete with mainly German producers of fasteners who are supplying to the global OEM in Europe and also in the US market. So, we don't compete with China for these markets. And also in other product groups like disc springs and coil springs, also we mainly compete with German producers or Japanese producers having plant in India.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity once again. So, just one follow-up. I read an article a few days back regarding support from government for local manufacturing of wind parts. So, how big or small of an impact would that create on competitive landscape as well as just your thoughts around it?
Satish, sorry, I was not able to hear the question well. Can you repeat, please?
Sure. So, can you hear me now?
Yeah, slightly better.
Yeah. So, the whole point was that I read an article a few days back regarding support from government on local manufacturing of wind parts. So, just wanted your views on how big of an impact or small of an impact would that be on us and your thoughts around that?
Yeah, so I think this impact is mainly from the generators for the wind turbines where they are focusing. So, of course, we have some business for our fasteners in generator category, but this will not have any major impact, at least for Gala, in short term or medium term.
Understood, understood. And, sir, do you see any top out in the wind segment going at least 2-3 years from now, or do you see, like, or do you think it's going to be a very robust business? And are our parts replaced on a regular basis, or are they just one-time installations?
Yeah, so I think as far as wind market is concerned, as per the reports and, of course, discussion with OEMs, at least down the year, 2-3 lines business looks very positive, particularly in India and European market. Of course, U.S. also was looking very positive, but because of Trump, of course, short-term still remains okay, but mid to long-term is uncertain. So, overall growth will be positive at the global level. Second question, our parts are not replaceable. They don't are to be replaced when the regular maintenance is happening. They have the life of light turbine of the wind turbine. So, we don't have much replacement market with this OEM.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's it from my end. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Apurva Sharma from RAS Capital Research Analytics. Please go ahead.
My questions have been answered by the other analysts, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Kosh Nair from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, so thank you for the opportunity again. I just want to ask what percentage of our raw material is imported, since you mentioned the special steel that we import.
It's a very product to product and quarter to quarter or year, but broadly approximately 20-25% material we import.
And this is what we're trying to locally source now.
So I can say it some 3-4 years back, the percentage was high, and then we able to develop good sources in India, and that we keep on reducing. And same for the fastener where we are growing. Now we are almost successful to procure, get this material from Indian mills.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Did I understand correctly that the peak revenue potential of WADA is 350 and Chennai will be 110? Is it the correct understanding?
Yeah, 325 to 350 depend upon the product mix, and 110 at Chennai, yeah.
Right, okay. And that will be somewhere 27, 28, right?
That's, I don't want to give specific year. We mentioned, the targeting growth of 15 to 20%, but we will target higher number as well.
Okay, and besides?
So depend on the pipeline, and we will be utilizing these capacities.
Thank you. Are there any other plans at drawing board stage at this point of time?
We will be start looking the space maybe next year, based on the how we are utilizing the capacity in next year.
Right. Okay. So at least not for 2 quarters. Only thereafter you can share some thoughts on that, right?
Maybe around 3rd or 4th quarter FY 2025-26 we will get more visibility about the next year and plan for further expansion.
Okay. And are there any threats which you see for maintaining your 19% EBITDA?
Broadly, no. 15-20% quarter on quarter. Broadly, we see that we should be achieving that EBITDA.
But nothing major risks are there which can threaten this. In past history of last 3-4 years, leave aside COVID, is there any time you faced any issues?
Post-COVID, in fact, year on year, we are able to improve our EBITDA if you see our last 4-year performance. And going forward, we are think we should be stabilizing this EBITDA level 15-18-17 something. And okay. So there will be quarter-on-quarter revenue, some plus and minus, but because of the various reason or product mix or some one-time cost and all. But otherwise, going forward, I don't see any major challenge or risk in that.
Okay. Thank you. And when is the lock-in getting over?
Lock-in? Not clear.
Of the promoter, I mean the existing shareholder, I think 6th March or something around then.
What will be the size of that? How many shares will be getting? What percentage of shareholding will become free after 6 months?
So my understanding, Giri, what is the lock-in percentage of share which has been locked in? We need to check, honestly. It's, we don't remember immediately.
Yeah, because like I think... The float is comparatively less, so we are just waiting for the lock-in to get over, and your float is right now just 12 or 13%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think details from offline from somebody who can tell me won't be
ready. Yeah, he can approach CFO and he can check and revert you. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Neil Behl from Nijin Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Girit Bhai. Hi, Jalanji. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Good, Neil. Nice to meet you.
Nice to connect with you. Just wanted to check with you, considering all these uncertainties that we have, do you foresee any risk to the kind of growth that we could see over the next 3 to 5 years?
So I want to start answering and then of course Satish and Jalan can pick up. In general, Neil, what we have done is, you know, as usual, Gala has been constantly getting into new areas, new applications, and now, you know, developing products with much larger markets than earlier. So hence we don't force, so and we remain, you know, basically it's a smaller size itself. So we don't see any issue in, you know, achieving a CAGR of 15-20% or even off for the next 3-5 years. This is my answer, but if you want more specific, then Satish or Jalan can answer.
No, I just wanted to understand your broad sense of how you are foreseeing the market right now. Being in at the front lines, you always come to know if any kind of disruptions or hiccups. So I just wanted to have a sense from you that are you foreseeing anything, are you seeing anything right now or do you foresee any kind of hiccups going forward?
Yeah, Satish, do you want to answer more specifically? I think that would be, because you are constantly in touch with the customers. Yeah.
So basically, Neil, the positive is that pipeline is very strong also in India and Europe and also in US. So just to give you a little more deeper insight, India, as you know, we have been doing focusing for partners only on renewable in last year. But now we started aggressively working on industrial and railway applications of our partners. So this is a growth area. We appointed Universal Consulting and they are working on the go-to-market strategy for us. And we are working very deeply with
our existing relationship with these customers which are there for the springs and coil springs. So I think one area focus is on diversifying and also adding new regions. So particularly U.S. market where the focus was very less, and industrial sector U.S. We started really getting good response in last 1 year. And Europe, we are expanding. We added a new German guy coming from Fastener industry knowledge and adding more value by adding more customers where they are still buying from the European producers. So I think in general, we are working on the all fronts to expand the market, expand the customer, and also expand the wallet share with the existing customers. As you rightly mentioned, we foresee some uncertainties in not short term, but definitely mid to long term, particularly because of Trump in U.S. But being very agile and close to market, we are definitely working on adding more and more opportunities in pipeline so that we come up with the plan to compensate these uncertainties.
Thank you, Ji. That helps me to kind of get a sense. So basically, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, currently you see nothing. But what you're saying is we don't know basis
yeah.
Donald Trump coming, what could happen in the future. So if that's the case for all companies, I guess.
Yeah. And particularly, we started looking around more opportunities where we see more positive things happening and working on those areas.
Noted. Also, second thing, you know, I believe our phase one is largely done in Chennai. Mm-hmm. And phase two, you said, sometime next financial year. Have you thought of anything beyond that? Because, you know, if we are long-term investors, we are thinking much more down the line. So I know you cannot give any official guidance, but, you know, any kind of thoughts at a broader level that you have thought about growth going forward beyond this phase two also?
Yes, Jalan, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so Neil, actually, yes, we already started discussing the location and we are not zero down, but we have discussed the third plant can be in Chennai itself near to the present plant. But we still want to concretize by getting the feedback from customer once we start delivering from the Chennai plant.
All right. And this will be for fasteners itself, right?
Mainly fastener, and again strategically we are evaluating two options. One option is fastener plus there can be some product which we are anyway producing at Vada, can be option one based on the how we are seeing customer distribution, or second can be second option can be we move fastener some of the capacity from Vada to Chennai and free up the some capacity at Chennai Vada and add a capacity for this spring or coil spring in Vada. So these are the two options which we broadly evaluate, but we will still wait for customer feedback and then we will finalize our strategy, location and the product mix.
Okay, noted. A couple of questions. One of them is that I saw that there is a small bit of expansion that you announced at Vada. I think it was 11 crores, am I right?
Correct.
In terms of expected top line addition from this, what would it be, about 30-odd crores, 35 crores?
So approximately 35 to 40 crore because we are investing mainly in the plant and machinery rather than the land, building and infrastructure. So just for your understanding, if you have to start a greenfield project where we have to take land, building, infrastructure development, apart from the plant and machinery, the total asset turnover is 2.5. But when we are doing incremental investment mainly in capex of machine, then the asset turnovers are slightly higher.
Noted. So basically, I just wanted to understand how much more space do you have at Vada? Because, you know, I want to understand what more can you do at Vada? Are you kind of maxed out over there?
We almost will be maxed out next year once we complete this capex. And as in one of the questions I mentioned that we are seeing from Vada, we will be maxed out 325 to 350, depend upon the product mix.
Got it. Actually, this helps a lot. Thank you so much, Kirtpai, Jalanji, and the team. And just wanted to say, great initiative to keep the con call. Please keep this going.
Sure.
Sure, Neil. We always want to be transparent and straightforward with all our investors, because, you know, we are collectively doing a great work for not only ourselves, but also for India and probably for the global markets.
Wonderful, Ji. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kosh Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Kosh, your line is unmuted. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. I just wanted to ask, are we planning to enter in terms of segments in the defense and aerospace segment in the near future?
Definitely not organically.
Okay. As I just see that we have, I think, around 78 crores of cash on book as per September balance sheet. So have we deployed all of this or anything just pending?
Yeah. Giri, can you answer that?
Major portion of out of the 78 crores, 68 crores is actually unutilized IPO funds which has been kept in fixed deposit, which will get utilized for the Chennai and Vada capex over a period of next 6 months to 1 year.
Okay. So, like you mentioned of inorganic opportunities, are we evaluating at advanced stage anything right now?
We are contemplating, we are discussing, but there is no concrete thing right now.
Okay. So, but broadly, this will be domestic only, not overseas? Or you're open for both?
No. We would prefer domestic.
Okay. All right. And it will be in adjacent segments, not anything new in terms of product?
No. So we are always going to be in precision engineering, which is what we love and we excel at.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Utkarsh Chajar from Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to know your visibility in the fastener segment and how much growth are you expecting there in the fastener segment particularly?
Yeah, Satish.
So I think company level, we are looking at about 15% to 20% growth CAGR for next 3-4 years. And of course, fasteners being a much smaller base and we just started adding more and more customers, more and more segments. So growth in fasteners will be higher than the other product groups category.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Gala Precision Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.